Test 5. Listening Part 2. Exam Practice. You will hear part of an interview with a girl called Jenny Randall, who is talking about a trip with her father to find a blue butterfly. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for Part 2, and you will also have 30 seconds to check your answers at the end of this part. Now we are ready to start. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone. Today I'm with student Jenny Randall. She's been on a butterfly watching trip with her father, who works as a scientist, to find a special blue butterfly. Jenny, why did you go on the trip?
Well, a while ago, Dad took up photographing butterflies as a hobby. I'd recently read that some types of butterfly have become quite rare now, so I became interested in them and wanted to learn as much as I could. It seemed a great opportunity.
And you were looking for a particular blue butterfly?
That's right. Some people had seen it in a field near our home, so off we went. We had some disappointments at first. We saw some blue butterflies that looked a little like it, the same shape. But then we realised they were a bit larger than the one we wanted to see.
But then you found some.
Well, we went to an area of the field where the sun was shining, which butterflies really like. But there were no butterflies. Then we noticed a friend of Dad's on the other side of the field. He'd found several of the butterflies we were looking for, in a tree on the edge of the field. They were busy feeding there.
So did you get some good photos?
Well, luckily they weren't too high up in the tree. But it was hard at first, because they kept their wings closed for ages. They opened them after a while, though, so we could see their lovely colour. And we both got some great pictures. Then they suddenly flew around in the air for a bit and disappeared.
So did you find out more about the butterfly?
Well, when we got home in the evening, I had a look at what it said in Dad's Guide to Butterflies, which helped me understand more about it. And Dad told me there are some great programs online about butterflies, so I must have a look. They sound interesting. If they're really good, I can recommend them to others on my weekly nature blog.
So what will you do with your photos?
Well, I've seen a photography competition online for wildlife photos, so I could enter that. But I'm not sure my photos are good enough. But my teachers asked me to give a presentation to my class about them, and I'm really keen to do that. And Dad's using his photos for an article for the local paper, but then his were much better than mine.
Jenny, thanks.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. Today I'm with student Jenny Randall. She's been on a butterfly watching trip with her father, who works as a scientist, to find a special blue butterfly. Jenny, why did you go on the trip?
Well, a while ago, Dad took up photographing butterflies as a hobby. I'd recently read that some types of butterfly have become quite rare now, so I became interested in them and wanted to learn as much as I could. It seemed a great opportunity.
And you were looking for a particular blue butterfly?
That's right. Some people had seen it in a field near our home, so off we went. We had some disappointments at first. We saw some blue butterflies that looked a little like it, the same shape. but then we realised they were a bit larger than the one we wanted to see.
But then you found some.
Well, we went to an area of the field where the sun was shining, which butterflies really like. But there were no butterflies. Then we noticed a friend of Dad's on the other side of the field. He'd found several of the butterflies we were looking for, in a tree on the edge of the field. They were busy feeding there.
So did you get some good photos?
Well, luckily they weren't too high up in the tree. But it was hard at first, because they kept their wings closed for ages. They opened them after a while, though, so we could see their lovely colour. And we both got some great pictures. Then they suddenly flew around in the air for a bit and disappeared.
So did you find out more about the butterfly?
Well, when we got home in the evening, I had a look at what it said in Dad's Guide to Butterflies, which helped me understand more about it. And Dad told me there are some great programs online about butterflies, so I must have a look. They sound interesting. If they're really good, I can recommend them to others on my weekly nature blog.
So what will you do with your photos?
Well, I've seen a photography competition online for wildlife photos, so I could enter that, but I'm not sure my photos are good enough. But my teachers asked me to give a presentation to my class about them, and I'm really keen to do that. And Dad's using his photos for an article for the local paper, but then his were much better than mine.
Jenny, thanks.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That's the end of part 2.